whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
With those New York Giants teams, and I hated his guts. He was like a WWE character.
My guess is going to be Antonio Gates. But I don't know if he made first team All Pros rookie year.
I love Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates was sick his first year.
If you made me choose between great wide receiver and great tight end, I think I'm going great tight end.
Because he'd do more things, multiple things.
They just feel like mismatch nightmares.
Wow, Antonio Gates, 03, his first year, he only had 24 catches, 389. Then the next year, he had 81. And he basically just went on a heater.
Undrafted, God.
Undrafted. That's basketball. Kid State, he was on that Kid State team.
Jimmy Graham.
He was on a Kid State team that made a run in the tournament.
His stats are 116 touchdowns.
He's so sick. People don't realize how sick he was, dude. Always open in the back of the end zone. Just always.
I can't wait for this draft.
How did that team not win a Super Bowl?
Injuries.
Coaching, too.
Tomlinson's another player. I know, like, for Raider fans, they know how good he was. He has a case for being the greatest running back of all time. That's how good he was. Yeah. He was so,
Philip Rivers was also
so good.
Philip Rivers also borderline Hall of Famer. Probably will get in.
Reminds me of Tomlinson.
Yeah. Marty Schottenheimer, when he told, who's the guy who got the interception and fumbled. It's in his football life. Marty Schottenheimer's football life. Lo Neal talks about it all the time. He told a young man, you're going to get an interception today. They're playing the Patriots at Jack Murphy Stadium. One of the sickest divisional round games ever. I swear to God, that game was so sick. Brady and the underman Patriots team.
Marlon McCree.
He told Marlon McCree, he goes, you're going to get an interception. You're going to get one. And he got one. And he didn't get down, and he fumbled and gave the Patriots the ball right back, and it basically sealed their fate. That team was so good. So good. LT, LaDainian Tomlinson was, he's one of my favorite players ever.
And
Sean
Merriman was sick.
Yeah,
I know, he was on roids.
The juice.
He was sick.
Lights out.
The lights out dance was so sick.
And he started dating Tila Tequila.
It's funny that you say that, because I was
Tila Tequila. Yeah.
MTV.
God, it was so good. That Chargers team, all-time video game team.
Was that Junior Seau's last year with them? Because he went to the Patriots in their undefeated season the year after, right?
Junior Seau's another.
I think that was.
You guys ever watch his 30 for 30?
Really sad.
Sad.
Really sad.
Tim Ryan did a great job. He goes, Junebug's going to get his ring. And then the helmet catch happened. Junior Seau's just, I don't even think.
Him and Rodney Harrison on those early Natron Means Charger teams.
This guy was just lighting dudes up. And then was just like, he played with so much passion, three down linebacker, wide eyed. Damn, what a time.
Fight on.
What a time to be alive. The fact that, though, I want to go back to Fred Warner. The fact that he was voted in, we may not agree that he had an all pro season, but the fact that voters or whatnot was like, you know what, Fred Warner's an all pro. The guy played on a broken ankle.
I know.
Broken ankle. It would not leave the field. We have to feel fortunate that we have that player. That player on this team, you can build around your defense, build your defense around Fred Warner. That's why if they do lose Dre Greenlaw, and I know they miss Dre Greenlaw, but you'll have time to find another linebacker to pair with Fred Warner. Now's a great time for Lynch and company to look at the draft board and say, who fits perfectly net to Fred Warner? Well, you have the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Dre Greenlaw, right? I'm sure there's a Dre Greenlaw sitting somewhere in the draft. Hell, do we know who Dre Greenlaw was when he got drafted by the Niners?
No.
In the first preseason game, Shasky Six goes, this 57 is all over the place. I'm like, dude, he over-pursues all day long. But you know what? You could rein in a guy like that if a guy's over-pursuing, right?
Yes.
You could rein him in.
Yes.
And they reined him in and became a hell of a player. I don't want to see Dre Greenlaw move on. But I'm also okay with the Niners saying, you know what? We can move in another direction. Use that money. Would people be opposed to the Niners using that money for a tackle? And then maybe drafted a linebacker?
I would make that swap. I would invest in my offensive line. I think they need a veteran on the O-line. I would mix in a veteran because you got the young guy.
Yep.
You got Trent. I think they like McKivitz, but I think that they'll draft somebody as a swing tackle for the long term. You learn a little, and maybe you play year one, maybe you don't. I don't know. And I would invest in a guard in free agency.
Yep.
That's what I would do. I mean, they'll never happen, but Baldy already sold me on the guy from the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
If you could, I'd go all in on that guy.
I wonder how Baldy felt. This Monday night game, we're going to talk to Baldy on Tuesday.
On Instagram?
Who, Baldy?
Yeah.
He's at the Hulu Flip-flops. Ball. Yeah, he's at the Hula Ball.
The Hula Ball.
Hula Ball. Or is it a Hulu Ball or Hula Ball? Hula Ball.
Although Hulu does have live sports.
Hulu, yeah, yeah. Hulu does have live sports. That's and a good call. We kind of moved away from Hulu. We YouTube TV guy, plus Xfinity, Comcast business, all
plus
that
Peacock,
stuff.
Plus Peacock, plus, yeah.
You know, Paramount. A lot of streaming services.
You guys, he was not a great president.
By the way, that guy... Who you guys love to impersonate.
Bro, yesterday.
He's the only guy who didn't have his head on his heart.
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
It was a who's who of presidents yesterday and presidential.
Yeah, it was
candidates.
All of them.
Well, I mean,
it was all living
the
ones.
First two rows.
Yes.
And then you had Kamala, who has not obviously been president, sitting next to all of them.
Well, she's vice. Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole about Kamala yesterday. Sweet. I had a weird night. Weird night.
That sounds like a weird night. By the way,
I don't want to.
Do you guys remember Junior Seau being a Miami Dolphin? I do not at all. He was a Dolphin for 2 years in between that stint with the Chargers and the Patriots.
I don't remember it either. Wow. Somebody 408. What if KC moves up and drafts a Penn State tight end?
I could say that about every player the NFL. I always go, if KC gets their hands on DK Metcalf, he will be the greatest wide receiver of all time.
I feel like Greg Papa with the Chiefs were moving up.
Who's
in the draft, and Christian McCaffrey's on the board. He goes, Fat Andy, he's going to get Christian McCaffrey.
You can't call him that.
And then I'm going, man, he had Brian Westbrook. Imagine what he'd do with Christian McCaffrey. And no, it was just Patrick Holmes. And the rest is history.
Oh, who cares?
I need anyone to beat them.
Segment sponsored by Safeway. We'll get back into the playoffs. Last thoughts on the Golden State Warriors, college football playoff. All that stuff. Plus, the phone lines are open. 888-957-9570. Warriors thoughts, plus playoff thoughts. We'll get back into our playoff predictions on the other side as we wrap this week up.
Nation, it's Ron Adams. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky on 95.7, The Game.
Thank you, Ron. It's a beautiful Friday. Yesterday, record highs for temperatures in certain parts of the Bay Area. What a beautiful day it was.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, and our hearts are obviously going out to everybody in Southern California. Everyone affected. All the just... awful tragedies that have been going on with the fires, and our heart goes out to everyone out there. Thank you to all the first responders and all the individuals like the firefighters that are volunteering and working and busting their butts, and everybody else that's teaming up to try to help those that have lost their homes and lost everything. So obviously we've got a heavy heart when it comes to those things. We never want to see our brethren in the state of California have to suffer like that. It's just awful. So that goes without saying. You know, something I was thinking about while watching that Warrior game last night as you bring in Ron Adams. Boy, it feels like to me right now, Bay Area sports, there's like a jump ball that's happening. The Niners have kind of had the market for the last couple years. It feels like the Giants have been way at the bottom. And the Warriors have been an absolute juggernaut with Steph Curry, but it feels like they've taken turns, all these teams, kind of capturing our hearts for any given time. Now, obviously, the Giants have not had our hearts for quite some time, okay? So I'm not here to fake that. But it does feel like there's a jump ball going on. And I'll put the Giants in the mix, but more so the Warriors and the Niners. And the Niners, because of football, are always going to have like some advantages. But the Warriors having Steph Curry have an advantage as well. And I just watching that game last night and seeing how much they struggled to close that game out, I just wonder how aggressive the Warriors are, not necessarily just to be all in on the Steph Curry experience at the end, but to understand, which they've said over and over and over again, Lacob and Goober, this is about entertainment, and this is about capturing your attention. I just wonder how aggressive they're going to be as this trade deadline looms Not just to necessarily like get Steph another ring, just to be relevant and push themselves to the forefront of the Bay Area thought process right now as they're fighting for your attention and your dollars and all that stuff.
You don't think the Warriors are grabbing the attention of the, I mean, it's all we got right now.
No, they are. But I'm saying like, okay, I see the name Zion that's out there, and I don't know if Zion hits like he did 2 years ago. In fact, I know he doesn't hit like he does 2 years ago.
He lost me.
But I still think, like, if I just said the Warriors, forget who they gave up. If I just said the Warriors landed Zion Williamson, I do think our lines would be lit up for days. People loving it, people hating it. Like, I do think it would be a huge, huge deal. And I think it would, like, it would put a focus on a Tuesday night game unlike there's been in quite some time. And I'm just using that as an example. It could be another player.
I missed the first part, but...
Well, I was just saying, I feel like there's a jump ball going on right now where all these teams in the Bay are kind of standing there and the ball's up in the air.
Yeah.
Who's going to tip it in their favor?
Well, we always do this exercise, like, who's going to be the team that grabs the headlines, that grabs the people, that gets the people into the stadium, into the arena, into the hockey arena or whatnot. And look, the fans are going to flock to the winners. If you're winning... fans will go. And if you sustain, but also you have to win, and to your point, you have to be entertaining.
Yes.
I look back to the 107 team with the Giants, like, yeah, they were winning and they won 107 games. Some believe that it wasn't sustainable. Some believe that it was sustainable. I was skeptical. How do you build off of that? And I thought the Giants did a poor job of building off of that. The Warriors, meanwhile, when they lost to when they beat Denver, and they lost to the Spurs. All right, they were starting to build off of that, but then they lost to the Clippers in the first round, but they made the coaching change. It was like, look, we're not wasting this. We're going to, boom, new coach here, Steve Kerr. We don't know what it's going to look like. And boom, 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 boom. Next thing you know, they win four championships, and they have the entertainment value, and they grab Bay Area fans. But the Niners, in the meantime, too, while the Warriors are winning championships, we're able to kind of take some of that pie because they had entertaining players while winning some games. Jimmy Garoppolo was a rock star. George Kittle was a rock star. He was transcendent. Debo Samuel, wow, this Debo guy. Wow, look at this kid.
Well, but 2016 in particular, the Warriors were having one of the greatest seasons ever,
yep.
And the Warriors were rock bottom. The Giants made the playoffs, but they didn't feel like they were on the level of the Warriors at that time. The Warriors had captured our hearts.
Well, the Warriors were on their way to winning 73 games,
exactly.
Too. But... I will say the Giants did have the best record in baseball.
That is crazy.
And I was at the other station at the time doing a lot of shows with Marty Lurie. And the lines were lit up. When they came out of the break, it got swept in San Diego. And then they went to Boston. And they got swept in Boston in a two-game series at Fenway Park. Then they went to Yankee Stadium that weekend. They won the one game on a Saturday afternoon in extra innings. And next thing you know, it was like, oh, boy, what's going on here? And then I think they traded for Mike Leake that year. And he came up with a hamstring injury. And the lights were lit up. It was like, what the hell is going on? Because get Santiago Casilla out of the closer role.
Oh, yeah,
right. So you had the Warriors winning 73 games, but then there was still that fan base of the Giants. It was like, we still have championship pixie dust. We're going to make a run here. And they played the Cubs in the first round. It was like, ooh, look what we have here. So there's room for everybody if you're winning. And entertaining.
Would you agree with me also? It feels like, at least since like, let's say 09, 2010, it does feel like the team that you least expect to go on a little run does go on a little run. Like, for example, we all thought like the Warriors were up and coming. You referenced the two playoff appearances. No one saw championship, let alone championships.
Yeah, nobody.
I don't think anyone did. When the Niners, with Harbaugh, we knew that there was a decent team there that just was, like, not good. No one saw the Harbaugh run coming.
I was with Philly Zoo at Smokey Joe's at UPenn University in Philadelphia, and the bartender goes, you know, we got the Eagles, we got this dream team, and you got these minor league teams like the Cardinals and the Niners. And he was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I was like, that's how people on the East Coast, I snapped my fist on the counter. I asked Philly Zoo. I said, man, I'm sick of this. I just want my team to be relevant again. And out of nowhere, they were relevant.
I know.
And it was like, what?
And it was out of nowhere.
It was out of nowhere. The Giants in 2010.
Was out of nowhere.
I didn't expect no World Series from them.
No, no. So I guess to the point where I'm going at is that
2022,
like, right now it feels very unlikely for the Warriors to do anything crazy. But you know what? Like, crazier things have happened. And I'll give the Giants a little credit here. And this is where I'm going with this. And there's a lot. Like, the Niners are always, because of football, they're always going to be in it. And when you have Shanahan and Purdy, there's some polarizing stuff. So even in like a 6-11 season, if they did that again next year, oh, best believe there'd be fireworks.
Yep.
If the Giants just make a trade for somebody that we know, I'm telling you, man, I think they could put themselves right in the mix. I don't think they could be the number one team, but I think they could be in the mix. You make a Mike Trout trade. You make a Vladdy Guerrero Jr. trade. I think you're right in the mix. I really do. I think it's up in the air. And as much as I'm down on the Dubs, and a lot of us are, and we're kind of like, it feels pretty hopeless, I'm not counting out some crazy wild move that we don't see coming, that they find a way to catapult them in. Like, in 2022, I did not see them winning the championship. Now, that team throughout the year was, yes, it was way better.
It was
but going into that year, I didn't see.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it either.
18-2.
I didn't see it either. They had just lost the play-in. They had just lost the play-in to Memphis. But you knew that Clay was coming back, and you were hoping that you got some sort of version of Clay that looked good. But we had no idea what Poole was going to become. We had no idea Gary Payton II would be this revelation, picking up full court. Like, wow, young love, look at him. Otto Porter Jr., we had, what was his name, KC Johnson, I want to say, from Chicago. We had him on with Porter Jr.'s side.
That's right.
And he goes, look, if he's healthy, this is a steal. But he's got to be healthy. And he's never healthy. So we're like, all right, what do you expect from Otto Porter Jr.? Well, damn, Otto Porter Jr. became a factor. And then you got Wiggs to become an all-star, and the rest is history. The Shadows A Sharks are also a sleeping giant.
You think they could, in this market, you think hockey could catapult itself?
I don't think it could never be number one. But San Jose Shark fans go hard.
No
doubt.
That
place sells hard.
No
doubt. They sell out. And when they're in the playoffs, the bars are packed. The bars are packed. Look, let's be real, man. The casual fan's a front runner and a bandwagon fan. There's a lot of people right now.
Market, yes.
Who, like, I'll, you know, she's probably listening right now, and I love her, and please don't call the show, Anna. But I call her a casual fan. Right now, she's not tapping in on the Warriors. She's not just watching a random. Hell, even with the 49ers. You know what she said the other day? This is unbelievable. I can't believe I'm doing this to her. I love her dearly. And I think that's why we're a great match.
Boy.
Because I don't need my partner to be as diehard sports fan. That would drive me crazy. Like, we don't need two of that in the house. I need somebody to take me away from sports.
I need Anna to become a diehard Eagle fan.
No, because. But she said, we're walking to the crib the other day. She goes, 49ers season ended? And I'm like,
yeah, like a month and a half ago.
It's like, oh, I love you dearly. So, but she's the type of fan, I'm using her as an example, that if a team is winning,
I agree.
They're going to wear the gear.
Yep.
They're going to be at the games. They're going to be asking for tickets. They're going to want to be part of the action.
My mother-in-law is that way. And I love my mother-in-law when it comes to her sports fandom. But she's pretty like, hey, when the Warriors are great, I'm all in. Not that she doesn't watch. She watches everything. She watches especially the pre and post. Like, she is watching all of that stuff. But when the Giants were good, she watched every Giants thing. We went to games. We did this. She hasn't asked me to go to a Giants game in multiple years.
Yep.
Right, and so there is something, and it just so coincides that they happen to be women, but it also goes with men too. There's a lot of casual men fans, so I don't want to make it, because I know you cited an example of a female.
And men too, yeah. No, there's a lot of guys.
A lot of guys. I got buddies that are big time bandwagon jumpers.
A lot of fans who are just, oh, the Warriors play today? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, okay, dude. All right, cool. Yeah,
I feel like I want to come on here one day and be like, the Bay Area is going to go through a deep freeze. None of these teams are going to win for the next 3, 4, 5 years. But every time I'm ready to say that, one of these teams comes out of nowhere and catapults themselves to the forefront.
Yep. Nope. And we'll see. But like I said, even if we do go through a down period over the next couple years, who knows what would happen? I'm going to die on this hill from 2010 to 2013, outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Who had a better run to the Bay Area?
I don't know.
I, we got seven championships.
Yeah, I don't know. Alabama Super Bowl appearances, the only thing I can think of.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Miami would die to have the 13-14-year run. We have great personalities as head coaches, GMs, owners, Dallas.
I mean, and they've got one championship in NBA and one in baseball. They would die for a Super Bowl.
New York City. How did Knicks been? They're relevant now, finally. The Rangers, they've been good. Islanders, been okay.
Seattle would die to have a basketball team. Right. And die for their baseball team to win a series right. in the playoffs.
The Giants and Jets have stunk.
Yeah.
It's stunk. Ever since Eli won a Super Bowl, the Giants have stunk.
Who would you bet on over the next 3 to 5 years? If you had to, like, today, make a bet, like, in 3 to 5 years, this is the team that's going to capture the Bay Area's hearts.
I don't know, because it all goes through cycles. It all goes through cycles. Right. It's a hard question because who's going to be coaching? Is ownership going to change? Is the GMs going to get, or who's going to be the GMs of these teams? You know, what player, what quarterback, what point guard, what center? It's so hard to, not out of learners, like it's so hard to kind of forecast who's going to be good in 3 to 5 years because in today's sports, the NFL, I always say it, it's a year-to-year league. So things are changing rapidly in the NFL. The NBA, if you don't land a star to draft or have that generational talent, you're going to be stuck in mediocrity for the most part, right? You're not going to be able to make waves. Giants baseball, we'll see about Bryce Eldridge. Now, Bryce Eldridge has a great opportunity. If Bryce Eldridge, and I'm really looking at this guy, and I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but if he comes in as a rookie, and he hits 35 to 40 home runs, and he's batting 250.
35 to 40.
I'm dead serious. You can see, we see rookies do this in baseball.
I know.
It's not uncommon to happen in baseball.
No.
And he's hitting baseballs into the water. McCovey Dave is out here trying to trash people and run people over for baseballs and not sell them back to players because he has bills to pay or whatnot. He'll be a rock star out here.
I'm thinking about Purdy today a lot because, you know, the contract and everything. God, if him or Jimmy had banked one of those Super Bowls, you know how legendary they'd be? Like,
it is.
Anything they did from that point on would almost be irrelevant.
There needs to be a case study on Brock Purdy because
six months ago,
we were petrified to even criticize a throw. You criticize one throw? Even Jimmy Garoppolo, somebody, I'll never forget, he had Jeff Wilson Jr. in that Arizona game when it came back with 16-0, and he hit him on a Texas route. Jimmy threw for over 400 yards in that game. But people had the audacity to say, what about the boss place with Jeff Wilson Jr. had to turn around and catch him behind his helmet? I was like, dude, they scored a touchdown.
Or no one touched him.
Nobody touched him, and he scored a touchdown. I was saying, are we that sick?
Yeah.
That we have to, if the throw's not perfect, we're going to criticize, but it came to a point where you criticize Brock Purdy, and you're a number one hater. You can't assess the situation well. So I'm saying all that to say his Q rating has dropped.
Well, when you wait till he puts pen to paper on whatever mega deal, I think that the way a lot of people are viewing him is going to change. And it's not even fair, but it's going to happen. The second Jordan Poole got an extension, we viewed him unfairly different.
Well,
in my eyes, it was unfair.
Well, it was the extension and what had happened with Draymond Green.
No doubt.
Because at some point during that season, Jordan Poole was blamed for getting punched. And we have people saying that there's people in the organization who thought he deserved to get punched and knocked out, which is just crazy, right? Which is just insane.
He deserved it.
I mean, like, seriously, people say that, well, he deserved to get punched.
My brother's the two oldest kids. They got into it the other day, my mom said, and she's like, Teddy, the middle one, he finally stood up to George and he got him. And I did the, George had it coming. Good for Teddy. I gave him one of those. That's totally different. That's part of growing up and your brother, not your coworker.
No.
He deserved it.
He deserved it, though. So
I can't believe that's what we said about a 23-year-old. He deserved it.
We did say it.
No, I know we didn't say it.
Let's make sure we clear our name.
Because now
credibility comes into question. When people say, well, you hate this. I'm a guy who believes in credibility. Like, you know, you may laugh at this, and some people may scoff at it, but you go through the broadcast journalism school or whatever, and you learn about sources and everything like that. Credibility is important. Like, I like it. I'm not going to lie to you. I like it when people say, they call the show, say, hey, I listen to the show because I get smarter and I learn things. Or they watch the Post Game Show at NBC Sports Bay Area, and they're like, I learned something, and I can count on you guys to just tell it like it is. That's important to me. That's important to me. I don't want to be a guy that's just throwing stuff out there and saying things to make people happy. No, I'm not here. I'm here to just keep it real. That's my job, is to tell you what it is, like it is. And the whole thing about Jordan Poole was just like, it, again, these case studies, like Kuminga's going through it right now. The rhetoric on Jonathan Kuminga
is just wild. It's just wild.
And we've gotten to know the young man, and I've probably gotten to know him a little bit more because I'm at the arena a little bit more. I love the guy as a person. The guy's funny. His people, that like they're funny. He's a good dude. The guy, like, we knock him because he wants to be great.
Yeah. Well, there's an extremism, right? And so, like, great example. I'll give you when I was talking with the boss the other day about Logan Webb. And I said to him, I was like, Logan's a really good player. Like, and Logan's a really, really, really good player.
And a really good dude.
No doubt. No question. Is he an ace? Right?
Right.
I think he's a really good pitcher. I don't know if he's a quote-unquote ace. He might be number one in the rotation.
Yeah.
But there might only be like five or six aces in all of baseball. And Blake Snell, to me, like, when he's on, like, wow, that's what an ace looks like. And I'm not trying to dog Logan Webb. He's been ace-like at times throughout his career. Verlander is no longer an ace. Mm-hmm. Okay? He was an ace for like 10 years. You know, I love Matt Cain. Matt Cain in 2012 at times was their ace. I never thought he was an ace throughout the body work of his career, right? Now, that's not a knock. You can win a lot of games. Like, Andy Pettit might go to the Hall of Fame. I never saw him as an ace.
Nah, but he's a damn good
pitcher.
He's
amazing, right?
Damn good pitcher.
But, like, you hate Logan Webb. It's like, no, I said he's really, 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 really good. But what I'm saying is there's like a select few guys who happen to be aces.
Is he an ace going toe-to-toe with guys like, I don't know, name an ace? Justin Verlander in his prime.
No. Pedro Martinez, you know what, 1998. But here's, that's an ace.
Paul Skeens, Logan Webb.
Skeens. There you go.
But you know what?
And I love Logan Webb.
But you know what I know about Logan Webb, though?
He's a gamer.
In the big game.
I totally agree.
He ain't going to cower. And he's going to give you seven. And he's going to keep you in the ball game.
The two postseason games.
Game one against the Dodgers.
Game five. He was lights out.
He's great. Logan Webb. And you know what? I've gotten to know Logan Webb because he'll go to Warrior games. And he's hella cool.
Yeah.
And he's chill. And he's about, you know, he's got his ear to the streets. He knows what's what.
He'll clap back.
But he's a great player.
It's not a knock to say he's an, but can he be a perennial all-star? Sure.
Yes.
Can he win you 15 to 20 games? Well, in modern baseball, you're going to pull a guy, so it's hard to kind of quantify what he's going to win on a year-to-year basis. However, he's going to keep you in a lot of games.
Yes. And I just think that, like, you know, like, when I saw what Blake Snell did for like 2 months last year, and it's so maddening, like, wow, that's what an ace does. That was Lincecum like.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, that was intoxicating.
Which is why I was on the whole don't sell Snell trade. Don't sell Snell. But Farhan decided that he's not going to buy, but he's also going to sell off some parts. It was like, wait a minute. The way he managed the trade deadline, and I don't really care about, hey, you didn't get nothing back for Blake Snell. It is what it is. I get it. The pool money and all that. You lost a pick. But I just thought, all right, are you going to go all in or not?
Well,
and he didn't do neither.
I wanted them to. If you played it all out, you should have re-signed him.
Yes.
Why weren't they in on a 5-6 year deal from people that I trust that was like, they didn't even call him?
No, they didn't.
And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it was,
and then you let Corbin Burns go. Because there's some stupid opt-out.
But did you see Kay Rosenthal's, how Arizona played it? It was a good piece on Corbin Burns and how they used their home field advantage, quote-unquote, to their advantage to sign Corbin Burns. Let's get to some calls, man. We got some calls here. Let's end the week on a good note here. It's been a good show, fun show. Leroy in Oakland. We'll start off with Leroy in Oakland. What up, Leroy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, killer show as always, man. I'm glad I've been able to, you know, start calling in, but I'm always listening. And, you know, I'm a big Warriors fan. I'm a big Niners fan, big Bay Area sports fan. And Shasky, I think you're totally right, man. It's like up in the air. It is really up in the air. Like, who are we going to grab on to? We just want something. We just want something because we're so used to winning. So I thank you for your take on that, man. That was awesome because that's totally where I am. And also where I am with the Warriors, Bonte, is I had to calm myself down and go, okay, this rocking back and forth is getting to me. What is it? And I said, the Warriors are pretty much a 9th place, 10th place team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how they're going to be the rest of the season. One night, they're just going to rip your heart out, and we're going to be like, trade everybody. And then the next night, they're going to do like last night and go, man, we look pretty good, right? And so we're going to rock back and forth. And I've been rocking back and forth, and it's been killing me. And I had to stop and go, okay, this is what this team is. Can we bring in someone without a big name, without selling the farm, that
I think maybe
eighth or seventh place team? Yeah, we
can. Leroy, I think a good case study the Dallas Mavericks last season. The Dallas Mavericks were a mid-league 500 team in the box, and they made some moves that I think a casual NBA fan don't really – they don't know who Daniel Gafford is.
Could walk into the room and say, I'm Daniel Gafford.
And nobody would know.
Yeah.
P.J. Washington, I think some people know some of the women he's dated or whatnot, so they may know him through that avenue.
The difference with Dallas, Luka had Kyrie are in there.
They had, but you got to remember, too, a lot of people were down on Kyrie.
Oh, I was.
A lot of people thought Kyrie was washed up. And then, you know, you make this little trade.
Yeah, I thought he was crazy.
Right. Crazy. Maybe not like, washed. Is he going to last?
I hear this. You know what I'm saying? Right. More people thought he was washed.
So can you make a deal like that? And I get it. Steph Curry's not in his prime, but he's still an effective player. This is where you got to empower a guy like Kuminga. You still have Andrew Wiggins. You got some defenders here and a style of play you have. So it may not look exactly like Dallas, but can you make a move like that to get better? And maybe that name is Vucevic. Maybe you get better with a guy like Vucevic, a stretch five type of guy. I don't know. I'm open to it anyway.
And I'm kind of with him on like the rocking back and forth. It's maddening to watch this team. I mean, my God, they needed every second of Gui Santos out there. He played, 14 straight minutes?
Yeah, 15 straight
minutes. I can't remember the last time.
15 straight minutes.
What was it?
15 straight minutes.
In Steve Kerr's entire tenure, has anyone played 15 straight minutes?
You had no choice last night.
No, you're laughing, but I'm just asking.
Maybe it was that San Antonio game a couple years ago where all the rookies won it. Remember that? Moses Moody.
I did.
Yeah, Damian Lee.
That was the funnest game of the year.
That was a fun game.
Let's throw Gui Sanchez in there.
My guy.
Let's go to,
my guy messed it up on every level.
Let's go to Philball Mike, and then we'll get to Gil, and we'll end the call with the roaster of the year. Philball Mike, what's up?
Yo.
What up, Philball?
Hey, man. Nah. Y'all making some great points, man. But y'all got to remember, we had a 15-year drought from 94 to 2010 without absolutely nothing. All we had was, Barry Bonds and a couple of Giants teams and a couple of Niner squads. Man, that Garrison Hurts, that Atlanta Falcons game. Damn, we probably would have won. Anyway, What we got to get back to, man, we got to understand two things. A lot of things we got to understand. We were Warrior fans before. I love Steph Curry, but y'all got to remember, we were Warrior fans, like, before Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And we're a smart basketball market. You feel me? And I love the way they played the game last night. For real. The grit, the grind, the hustle, Gui Santos out here looking like Brian Cardinal.
Feel me?
Seriously. We miss the days of – we have specialists, but you remember like Bo Outlaw or J-Dog, Jermaine Williams. Like, we need players that's just going to come in and be like, you know what, man? We got to turn it up. I forgot the dude from Sacramento. I think his last name was Reggie Evans. We need some players like that that's going to play hard. Like, bro, just play hard. And then also, I hate to say it, but Kerr, he be stumbling into stuff. Like, bro, he needed Gui Santos out of necessity. You should have known he's a spark. He going to play hard. He trying to make it into the NBA. He's from Brazil. Put him in the game. When we need a spark, because when we play lackadaisical, obviously he came in and he sparked the team. Then he could do that all year long. How come you ain't using him? We need a bucket. Put in Moses Moody when he's available. He can hit an open shot. Like Kerr, like, it'd be like, I love Kerr. I would never say fire him, But it'd be like, sometimes it'd be like obvious stuff. And he'd be like, bro, like, you're not in tune with the team. You don't, you didn't know. Like, you just stumbled upon D. Santos with the hustle energy plays. He should have been playing when we all, Portland, or whenever, that two games ago.
Yep.
You feel me?
Yep. No, you're right. You're spot on, man. And that's why I was laughing at Cam and Antioch the other day where he said, you don't criticize Steve Kerr. How many times have you talked about rotations and whether or not to play guys? Or, you know, we've been the leaders in the clubhouse in terms of play Kuminga. Play him 30 minutes. That's a direct, you know, and that's, you know.
His point about the Warrior thing is an interesting one. I was on a family thread about being a Warrior fan through and through.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
No, but like we were on the thread last night, the family thread, and my cousin Porter, JP Money, is like, you know, I admit, he's one of the few. He's like, I admit, when the Warriors stunk, I was not a fan of it. He was the biggest Barkley fan you've ever met in your life. He had Phoenix Suns Barkley jerseys and the shoes. And he's like, I didn't like the Warriors because they stunk. And me and my cousin Mike, his mom sent this photo of me and my cousin Mike in the backyard wearing our Warrior gear. And we were always Warrior fans, right? And we'd play to 1,000 in the backyard. And I do believe that because of their excellence, because of Steph, because of the sport of basketball, the Warrior fandom the tent is so filled with people that I don't know if they'll necessarily be Warrior fans 4 or 5 years from now. I do think it kind of redirects just the anger at the coach, at the front office, because they're not taking the bigger approach of I'm a Warrior fan no matter what.
Yeah, no. So
you get
the
what
other
I'm going?
Day, I know exactly where you're going, which is why the other day I said, we're going to find out who's the real fans here. We're going to find out who's going to stick through the adversity. Who's going to stick through the dark clouds and the dark days of whether it's the Giants. The Giants have tested people.
I
refuse to go to a game.
No doubt.
Just stopped watching because it was my job. But there's times where I'm like, man, they're going on the background, dude. I can't watch this baseball.
I know.
This
especially when you're a Baltimore Oriole, Yankee, Tampa Bay Ray, Blue Jay fan.
But I try to watch the entire league to see what they have that we don't have.
Plus the Chicago White Sox.
Texas Rangers, Bruce Bochy, shout out to him.
Colorado Buffaloes.
I did wear my primetime socks yesterday pregame live.
What are those Jeff Hamilton jackets with all of his baseball teams?
Remove the
Giants patch.
See, I'm one of the few guys in this market who watches other teams, not just the Giants, because I want to see what we're going against.
The White Sox.
What are they doing that we're not doing? So the Baltimore Orioles, because Shasky would always say, the Baltimore Orioles stink, and I'm like, actually, they're not going to stink. That's another one of my great calls. Point one for Vontae, zero for Sasky. Orioles are now relevant again. Now he's the biggest Orioles fan because all he talked about was Gunnar Henderson last year.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
You always doing that. You always doing that. When I was the first at the trough when it came to the Baltimore Orioles. But my point is, we're going to find out who's going to be riding with the Warriors. We're going to find out who's riding with the Niners. Because I remember the Niners, I was going out there a couple of games in Levi's Stadium. You could get 20 tickets. You can get tickets for $20. $20. And there was nobody going to the game. I couldn't drag people to the game. Hey, you want to go to the game? Levi's Stadium? Nobody.
That's fact.
First time I took Shasky, he was like, I don't know. Shasky, just come with me, man. I manipulating him, saying that if you want to do this, if you want to be a Broncos, you got to go to the games. And the first time he went to Levi's Stadium, 4 days later, he was a season ticket holder.
I know. Best time to get in. It was before the 2019 season. Tickets were so cheap.
They were so cheap.
So cheap.
So, you know what? We're going to see what fan sticks through the thick and thin. And it's tough, and it's going to like Farhan Zaidi tested me.
I think he cost the Giants almost a half a generation of fans.
He broke people.
Yeah.
He broke people.
I mean, the Dodgers being as good, like, honest to gosh, if we're being real, the Dodgers should have more fans up here. Like, if the Giants had never won the three championships and the Dodgers did exactly what they've done over the last 12 years and the Giants didn't have those three titles, they'd be even like, whoo.
Well, they've taken over Oracle Park.
I know.
Taken it over.
It almost should be worse.
And I don't think it's, and people say, well, it's always been like that with Dodger fans.
No.
Not like that.
No.
Not like that.
No.
No. Giants fans, I know Giants fans who have given up season tickets, diehard Giants fans who say they won't even go to the game. They won't even watch. And I thought it was just me.
No, and it's everywhere, Bond. You guys saw it in the playoffs. They're taking over everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's the Bronx or not. Like, they are showing out. It's crazy.
And that goes back to the Giants. telling you, bro. The move, I know it's filled with risk. I'm trading Luciano and Matos and Doval and whatever else you need. Jung Woo Lee, I'll throw him in. What? Get me Mike Trout.
Well,
just get me Mike Trout.
Well,
if I told you, Bonte,
listen, no,
Mike Trout.
No.
He's batting three. I got Chapman batting four. I got Ramos batting five. I got Willie Adames in the two hole, and I got Eldridge in the six hole.
No.
Giants fans would be like, that is the most watchable offense since 2012.
No, listen. Of course you. I don't care about the money because I don't like, you know, care about the money.
Yeah.
As per se, because it's not coming out of my pockets. Here's how I view that trade. It's not so much that you're bringing in Mike Trout, because, yeah, sure, you'll get Mike Trout. He may play 100 games. Who knows? He hasn't been able to stay on the field. But I also look at, well, I'm not doing anything with Luciano. I'm not really a big fan of Jung Woo Lee. I haven't seen anything from him. I think he's overpaid, quite frankly. Luis Matos, haven't seen enough from him. And who else did you say in that trade?
Doval.
Yeah. Obviously, the organization Salvador Doval last year. So those players that you're giving up, I'm not going to be using them anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's kind of like, in a weird way, De'Anthony Melton got hurt. And it's like, well, he's not going to be able to contribute this season. So if Dennis Schroeder's out there, then why not try to swing for a little deal, right?
I'm telling you, the Giants have pieces to trade. I know you're going to say, Joe, why would these other teams take them? It happens all the time in baseball.
No, yeah. There's
they will take your prospects. They don't have room. I would move them. And Jung Woo, the reason why I staple him, I keep him. I think that a team in a market like L.A. might like him.
Yeah, he'll sell tickets.
Exactly.
He'll sell tickets.
Now, why would the Angels do it and blah, 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 blah?
Maybe he's get off Mike Trout's money.
Well, that's the one thing the Giants have going for them, which made me furious with the Corbin Burns thing, is that you do have money.
Yeah, you do have money.
I don't want to hear about opt-outs and not being in on it. Like, just throw the money at him.
Wow, Carson Beck going to Miami to play with the Hurricanes, college football.
I don't
here.
I think him as a
player. By the way, this is crazy. Deshaun Watson, who just ruptured his Achilles once again and had a setback. He's played 19 games.
Uh-huh.
He's been paid $229.4 million for 19 games of work. Oh, boy, that guy's living
Mike
the American
Hampton
dream.
Mike Hampton thinks that's an overpay.
He's living an American dream.
Oh, my
dream.
God.
Oh, man.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Do you guys know who Mike Hamilton is?
They don't know.
I know Josh Hamilton.
Mike Hampton.
Former Astro.
Are you
Houston
serious?
Astro.
Are
no,
you kidding?
These guys are 30 years old. They don't know Mike Hampton.
One of the worst free agent signings
of
all time.
Carter was born 20 years ago.
He liked the Colorado school system. Look it up.
They also had, was it Danny Neagle or Danny Neagle?
Yeah, Danny Neagle. D-E-N-N-Y.
He also got paid for the Rockies.
I know multiple Dennys.
He
had a good career. Two-time All-Star, NLCS, MVP, yeah. Gold Glove, five-time Silver Slugger.
We got
NL wins leader in 99.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying he...
Yes,
he must
he got
have been
to the Rockies, got
pitcher.
Paid, and he went to the altitude,
good.
And then Deagle as well. Didn't he go to the Rockies as well? He got
I don't
paid
blame
as well.
Them.
Hey, I will take that original Colorado Rocky lineup: Dante Bichette, Vinny Castillo, Big Cat, Andres Galarraga. That team was sick.
Now, if
was Ellis Burks on that team?
Now, how many tickets do you think you're selling if you bring in Mike Trout? You think fans will flock to the stadium for Mike Trout?
It's the same way I look at it with Verlander.
Look at his last, Chatsky, hold on.
I know, he hasn't
his last
played.
5 years. 53 games, 36 games, 119 games, 82 games,
year.
No doubt, COVID year. But, all right, let's just go start in 2021. 36 games, 119, 82, 29.
Yeah, he's basically averages like 79 games played over the last four.
But when he's on the field, he still produces.
His 79 games played will be the best 79 games an outfielder has put out. But it's true. I have watched Austin Slater platoon in the outfield for the last 5 years.
And he's 33 years old.
He's got a couple good years left.
Go get flat.
If the Phillies get him, we're all going to go, darn it, I knew it.
Yeah, probably.
No, I would rather have Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah. I'm all for it because the players you would give up for Mike Trout, you're not using
you're not
them anyway. So
with.
that's my process,
exactly.
My thought process. About all right, final thought of the weekend.
My final thought is it's a Friday, and I'm going to have a great day and go watch SI Girls basketball, women's basketball, tonight against Valley Christian.
Shout out to Coach Leak, Angelique up there at SI.
Hell
you're doing
yeah.
a great job. Bruce Mahoney game, by the way, next
Tuesday.
Week. Yeah, Tuesday.
I'll be there.
Center. Tuesday chase.
5 o'clock for the women. 7:30 for the men.
The Warriors played the Raptors at.
Well, you got invited to.
I know. I got invited.
Jimmy Guanasso.
I saw that.
Birthday.
Yeah, I saw her message.
Okay, Fico.
I saw her message, and
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
I got invited by everybody from Sacred Heart Cathedral. SI, why you ain't showing me no love like that? But damn, the Warriors played the Raptors on Tuesday. I thought I had Tuesday free.
Did you see what happened between SH and Reardon this week?
No.
It's like a 50-point loss for SH.
Oh, my God. Boys basketball?
Men's basketball,
oh, my God. Well, Reardon's loaded.
And it was like 80 to 20.
Oh, my God. 80 to 30. Oh, my God. Coach Caesar.
That was bad.
Oh, man.
It was bad.
Harvey. Coach Harvey. What's up, baby? I just ran into Coach Harvey this past weekend. Spinotti, Carter, nothing. I could relay it for you. Playoffs? Final thoughts? Playoffs?
Trades are hard.
Trades are hard? That's your final thought? Okay, trades are hard.
He was not a great president.
Brought to you by Xfinity. I hope we're on the go. You get some fastest internet to all of your devices. That is it for us. Starting Guru next, right here on 95.7 The Game.